Hey friend, are you, oh my goodness, I had a conversation with a professional organizer, another professional organizer besides myself, earlier today, and the conversation she shared about one of her clients that she was really frustrated with. She's been with them for several years, almost a decade of the same cycle of having to declutter all the stuff that they've overspent money on, you know, bought way too much, way more than their children need, and just keep cycling through. And she's gone all the time. This is the mother of the house, works long hours. In fact, the organizer rarely speaks to her, just text messaging, and sees the dad and the children and works with the children on helping them to learn and understand how to organize their spaces for the times that she's not there. But she's still going back to this house seasonally because the mom has, I mean, really, it's a shopping addiction, and it just triggered me to think about something that I've avoided, because it's a hard subject for a lot of my clients and probably a lot of my listeners on this podcast, a lot of you, to hear. Because when you are doing the same thing over and over again and needing help to bail you out of this problem that you caused over and over again, and it just keeps repeating, and this lady is nearly a decade in to this clutter-causing disaster. So the thing that I feel about that, like, it's almost the same as, like, what is the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing repetitively with and expecting a different result. Doing the same thing the same way and expecting a different result. That is essentially the definition of insanity. And so it just really weighs heavy on me to see someone who is struggling like this and just to feel for this mom and her family, her whole entire family. The organizer said that she had seen, the last time she was there 3 months ago, she set clothing bags for a friend to pick up on the porch because that was what the mom had asked her to do. The friend never came. That bag of clothes, the multiple bags of clothes, were still sitting on the porch when the organizer came back 3 months later to change out the next season of clothing and the next season of clutter. And so when she left from that session, she took those clothes from 3 months ago that were still sitting on the porch that the friend never came by to pick up and donated them because the dad asked her to take them and donate them. She got permission. She didn't just take them and donate them. But to sit there and see someone continuing to do the same thing to their family over and over and over again, where she just buys an excess of clothing and an excess of things for her children and making it so that she doesn't have to do laundry for literally an entire month. She doesn't have to do any laundry. But if you're going to hold your laundry out that long without doing it, how many loads do you have to do? How long is it going to take you to get done with the laundry if you're piling it up like that? Like, who is going to do the laundry if you've piled it up in that amount of excess when you have multiple children and you haven't done any laundry in a month? How many clothes are ruined because they had food on them or they were spoiled? Like, how many pieces of clothes have mold on them now because they had a smoothie spill or they dripped food onto their clothing and it's molded now, and now you have to not clean it, but trash it. Why are we doing that? Like, what a waste. And so I tried to give her some suggestions for some other ways to encourage this mom to maybe potentially shop for someone else. Find another family to shop for if you are doing this. Find, you know how you adopt a family at Christmas to do their Christmas gifts? Why don't we do this more often throughout the year? Go find a family that is in need and doesn't have the means to be able to buy adorable clothes for their kids, and go take their kids shopping or buy a bunch of clothes for their kids and help them to feel good about what they have and be proud of their adorable new clothes. And stop making it so that your kids are never capable of putting their own things away because you have so much stuff. You have 6 months or a year's worth of clothing. I've been to homes where they literally have more than a year's worth of clothing to never wash for an entire year. Like, their children have multiple drawers full of undergarments, hampers full of socks. I think I filled up in one home 2 trash bags of socks from one bedroom. I'm talking like kitchen garbage bag trash bags from one bedroom. One child have that many socks in their room. I mean, it's like freaking carpet. If you lay them all out, you've carpeted the room with socks. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this to ourselves? Are we proud of the way our home looks? There's no way. There's no way that you feel confident and proud and good about your home with that much clothes waiting to be washed, or that much stuff to put away. Like, if we're washing a month's worth of clothing, how long is it going to take before it is all put away? I do not know who is revving their engine. I don't know if you can hear it, but it is like repetitive revving the engine where I'm sitting right now. But I just want you to, if you are stuck in that cycle of insanity with love, I say that, but of doing the same thing and continuing every season to buy way more than your kids need, and then they never get through all the clothes that you bought from that season, and they still have stuff from the, you know, so we'll just say spring clothes. If you still have all the spring clothes from last year and stuff from the end of summer the year before that you're trying to fit on this same child, it's not going to fit the child. First of all, those things are not all the proper size for this person that many seasons ago with children. Children tend to grow. They are supposed to grow for optimum health. They should not stay the same size multiple years. That's not a healthy growing child if that's where they are. Now, of course, there's seasons where they grow faster, seasons where they grow slower, and seasons where it really doesn't seem like they grew any, but the clothes from 2 years ago shouldn't still fit your child. And if they can still get them on, it doesn't mean it's the proper fit. So if you are the mom who has been shopping like this, if this is you listening right now, it's time for a change. Think of how much money you could save. Think of how much, you know, honestly, if you have done this for the last 5 to 10 years and you are still way overspending on your children's clothing, so much so that they can't wear their clothes, they have more than a month's worth of clothes to never wash laundry. And they're still growing. They're still in, you know, there's so many different seasons that they're going through. If this is you, you could have been on your dream vacation by now. You could have taken time off work or time off of life and truly gone on your dream vacation by now. But you spent all that money on stuff that didn't last. Those memories, that time with your family, your loved ones, that time would have been worth the money. Think about that right now and see if that dream vacation might be worth making some adjustments in your spending habits on your children's clothing. I highly, highly, highly recommend do inventory. Find out what they have before you ever shop for a single thing. Do you have enough for your child to get through 2 weeks of clothing without having to wash? Okay, if that's so, and they have cute outfits and they can put stuff together and it all works, you don't need to go shopping for the season. Like, if you lay out their clothes for the season that's coming up or the current season, and you have enough for 2 weeks worth of clothing to get, you know, 2 weeks worth of outfits, you don't need to go shopping at all. There is no shopping that needs to be done. A month's worth of Sunday outfits, 6 weeks max, really and truly. Like, that's enough for the season, because the seasons change. You get 3 months in each season. So that means they're going to get to wear their Sunday dress. If you have six dresses for your child, they are going to wear those dresses a handful of times. Three times, probably. Four times, maybe. Is it really worth spending the money on those things if that's what we're doing? Are you really thinking through your investments in those pieces? Is it more important for your kids to have a 10th dress or for you to save up and really go on that dream vacation or to buy that vacation home or to pay off your debt so you don't feel the need to work 80 hours a week? Like, what are we doing with our time? What are we doing with our money? Is it worth our time? Because you can't get your time back. And the money you spent on those clothes, it's already gone. The money you spent on all that stuff in your home, that money's gone. You spent it, it's gone. You've used that money. You're never going to get that money back from those things. You might get a portion of it, but you have to spend a lot more time trying to sell them and getting them out of there. At this point, if this is you, the best thing you need to do is make better choices coming into this new season of life. You need to stop buying so many things, take an inventory of what you have, and see if there's really even a need for anything at all. Sure, we want new things. Sure, we do. But that is a want that's not going to be long lasting. As soon as we get it and we have it, we're over it. But if you think about that vacation or that dream house you've been wanting and just haven't been able to save up the down payment or whatever it is that you need to do to be able to make that a reality, by changing your spending habits on these smaller things and these things that are extras and excessive spending on clothing and shoes and toys and things for your children. Every time you go to try and shop for something for your child or for yourself or for your home, when you know you already have everything that you need, this is just another want, like a new pillow for your living room or something to, you know, a new spring shirt or whatever. I want you to stop and think, is this more important than the real goal? What is the real goal? You have a dream. You have something big that you've been wanting to have. And you are wasting all of your money little by little, little by little, little by little. And you are making that dream take so much longer to become your reality. Because you keep making the same choices over and over again for that instant gratification, for that extra thing when you go to Target that you don't need and you can't figure out where to put it when you get home. Honey, take that back to the store. Put it back in the bag. Hook it on the doorknob with your purse or wherever you keep your purse. Put it back in your purse and return it next time you go. And then stop going to the store. Why are you going to Target? Why are you going to the mall? Why are you online shopping? Why are you on Amazon again and again and again and again? Why are you looking at that stuff that you don't need? Your kids do not need new clothes right now. 90% of you, your kids do not need new clothes right now. So if you're listening to this, go ahead and get out of there. Turn off your computer, exit out, and start thinking differently. Stop thinking about stuff you can do for yourself, for your children who have more than what they need. And think about these children and these families who don't have what they need. If you really have to shop, if you really have the extra money to spend and you're already living in your dream home and you've already been on your dream vacation, you've got the next one planned and you've got your vacation home already set up, then if that's you, then what you need to do is you need to start shopping for families who can't afford it. Find a family and be a blessing to them. Bless them with these purchases. Go ahead and Amazon it to their house, you know, ship it to their home, this adorable order of clothes that your kid doesn't need, but you can't help yourself. You have to buy it. Send it to someone else. Do not deliver that to your home that is overflowing with laundry. And honestly, take inventory of what you have or hire a professional to come in and help you. I would love to help you make sense of the chaos and the overwhelm and really create a beautiful, streamlined, simplified wardrobe. Simplified does not mean tiny. Yes, I talk about creating enough for a week for my children because that's enough for us, but that's not all we have. We have our extras in the bin at the top of the closet. We have extras still hanging in the closet at the end of that week. But I know I can get through that entire week of clothing. If my children have a huge growth spurt, that's what I need to purchase. That is my starting list for purchasing clothing for my children. But if you are living in current excess right now in your home, with your family, with your children, with yourself, with overflowing closets and drawers and just so much stuff that you just can't keep up with the laundry and you don't have anywhere to put it, even if you did put it all away or have it all clean and ready to be put away, you don't have room for it, you don't have enough hangers in your closet or in your home to hang all the things that need to be hung up, there's not enough drawer space, there's no space to put it, then that is your first clue that you have way more than you need. Because if you are really honest with yourself, the clothes that you actually wear, you can fit in a small IKEA armoire. Like, you can fit them in an armoire with the shelves and the hanging space that comes in the IKEA wardrobe. You can fit everything that you love to wear in one of those. And I'm not kidding. Like, if you truly take inventory of the clothes that you actually wear every month, every week, they'll fit in an armoire. Same for your kiddos. They don't need dressers full of clothes, closets full of clothes, tons of bins to go through of hand-me-downs and all this other stuff. We don't need that. That's extra. That's excess. And I promise you, if you needed to move in a hurry, all of that stuff, you would feel the burden and the weight that that stuff feels on your shoulders. You would feel it so heavy that you would just want it. You just want to leave it. And you can't. That's not okay. So if you are the mom who is in this season of realizing your behavior and becoming aware that your shopping habits need to change and your approach to your habits of spending and getting so many things, even if you're not spending money, I see people hoard and clutter their homes so badly with free stuff they pick up off the side of the road and get off of Free Pages. And that is heartbreaking. So even if you aren't spending tons of money, you get all your stuff at secondhand stores, consignment shops, and friends and and different places that aren't brand new. Even if you aren't buying new stuff, you still are dealing with way more than you need. And oh my goodness, friend, how much time would you have if you didn't have to do laundry like that? How much extra time would you have in your life? How much more free would you feel to invite friends over for the weekend? Like, have a sleepover. I've had friends over for a sleepover. It's so much fun as an adult. It is so much fun.
don't crush your and stifle your ability to have people over and to be friends with people and to be able to have people around. I know even introverts need someone in their life that's going to be that shoulder for them, that encourager for them, and be someone that you can have in your home. So even if you are an introvert, that you're really shy and you don't like to be around a lot of people, there are still people that you want more of a relationship with and wish you could do more things with. Even if it's going out of your home and you just feel like you don't have the, you shouldn't go anywhere because you have too much to do at home. That is, if you ever have that thought, that is your first clue that it's time to purge. You should never have so much stuff at your home to do that you can't go and do things with people that you care about. Ever. You should never have to turn down plans because of cleaning tasks or tidying tasks or laundry or whatever excuse there is at home with things. They should never, ever come before the people in your life. So if you've ever thought that recently, let's talk. Book your SOS call. Let's get this fixed. There's only a few spots for SOS calls every month. I have just a few. They are all free. This is something I'm doing to bless you, my beautiful listeners. Book your SOS call. It is free. There are only a few spots every month. So once they fill up, that's all there is because I really do have limited time. I'm a mom of four. I'm a busy working woman and I do so many things to help other people that I care about. So if you are needing some help and needing to get unstuck and needing some guidance or just some direction or a plan of where to start, that SOS call is your ticket. Okay. So book that call and let's get started. Don't continue on. Don't go into next month with the same cycle. Like, do not shop for next season or this current season again until we have talked and you have your plan. Okay. Let's do this together. Let's break free from this cycle of insanity. Let's fix it. Okay. I'm here for you. I love you. I support you. I'm here to help. This is what I love to do. This is one of the things that I feel so passionate about. And it doesn't even feel like work to me, honestly. Helping people like this is the part of my job that is the biggest fuel for me. It just gives me energy and makes me feel alive and like I have lived out my purpose for the day. And if you are one of those people who needs that SOS call, please don't wait. Don't wait a whole nother month. Get your time booked while you can before the slots fill up because there's only a limited amount. Okay? I'm here for you to help you get unstuck, to help you get the solutions to those problems and to find a way that you can comfortably make those changes and feel good about yourself and about the way your home looks and feels. I want you to simplify it, make it simple for you. That is what I do. I want to make it so simple that it's like, oh yeah, I can do that. That would work. That would be easy. That is what I hear from my clients and especially on these SOS calls. Oh, I can do that. I'll call you back. Like that, I hear that all the time. It's just beautiful. And I love it so much. Like I love it, love it, love it. I love lighting people, like giving them a simple solution to something that has been crippling them for months or years. It just is so amazing. And that is truly something that God has gifted me in. It is not something that I can do on my own. I truly rely 100% on God to help me through each one of these calls. I pray for you every time before I take on a call. I pray so hard. I'm like, Lord, please show me what they need. Speak through me. Let me be a light of you. Let me be a vessel of what you want. Speak through me. Speak to their heart. Let me answer their prayers. Answer their cry for help. Let me be able to answer them and direct them to where they need to be. That is what I'm praying before I take on any calls with my SOS calls. I love you guys so much, and I really want to be able to help you, and I have yet to disappoint. So if you have not booked your call and you are feeling stuck, get on there, honey. Let's do it. I am gonna go inside and get my kiddos to bed. It's a late night for me, but I am here for you. I love you so much, and I can't wait to talk to you. Get in, go and join the email group too. So those are going to be coming out soon. I love you so much. Have a great day. God bless. Bye.